In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the first epistle reading, we heard one of the favorite proof texts you'll find among Protestants. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't listen to what it says. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. What it does mean is that we cannot possibly earn our salvation. We can only be saved by grace, because even if we were to live a sinless life from this day forward, we would only be doing what we were supposed to do. But none of that would itself make up for the times that we had sinned against God in the past and sinned against our neighbor. If you think about in the news, you sometimes will see a story where you have someone who committed a murder maybe 30 years ago, and they thought that they got away with it, and they lived a life. And maybe they lived as an upstanding citizen and didn't break the law in all of those years. But when the law catches up with them, they don't say, well, you know what, I guess you lived a pretty good life for the last 30 years, so the fact that you murdered somebody and buried them out in the national park, you know, we'll let that one slide. That's not the way that human justice works, and that's not the way that divine justice works either. It's only by receiving God's mercy and pardon that we can possibly be saved. We could never get to the point in this life, no matter, even if we were the greatest saint that ever lived, we could never say, God, I'm here on the day of judgment. I've earned my salvation. Let me into the kingdom of heaven. It would only be but by God's mercy, and we would, with gratitude, thank God that he led us into the kingdom of heaven, because by no other means could we possibly have done so. But what this text is not telling us is that we're saved by faith alone. We are saved by grace through faith. But what kind of a faith is it talking about there? Well, St. Paul in the Epistle to the Galatians was dealing with a local church who had fallen into the trap of legalism and Judaizing, and they thought that they needed to keep the Old Testament law and that that was what was going to save them. And among the many issues they had was the idea that even Gentile Christians needed to be circumcised. And St. Paul said to them, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision. So he's basically saying these outward things aren't going to matter one way or the other. But faith which worketh by love. Faith works. And a faith that doesn't work by love is the faith of demons. As the Apostle James tells us, as he's dealing with the same issue, but just from a different direction than St. Paul was dealing with it, he says, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. So the devils believe in God, so they have a faith, you could say, in God. They probably got better theology than most of us do in terms of knowing about God, but they don't have love. That's the thing that they lack, and a faith without love is the faith of the devils. We see the faith of the devils in the priests and the Levites in the parable of the Good Samaritan. They had a faith in God, but they didn't have any love. And they could have excused themselves as they walked past this man that was beaten by the roadside by pointing to a number of laws that said that the priests and the Levites were not to touch unclean things. They were not to touch a dead body. As a matter of fact, when it came to even relatives, it had to be a very close relative for a priest to defile himself and become ritually unclean by touching the dead body of a loved one. Otherwise, they were to stay away from that. But this is all in the circumstances of normal life where there are other people to take care of these things. But the idea that you'd have a man that was half beaten to death on the side of the road and you'd say, well, I'm on my way to the temple. I ain't got time for this. And I certainly don't want to be unclean and not be able to serve, so I'm sorry, Chuck, but I'm just going to keep on going down my way. That's someone who doesn't have love. That's someone who was adhering to the letter of the law but had no ability to see the spirit of the law. Christ in the Gospels often chided the Pharisees over these kinds of issues because, for example, when it came to keeping the Sabbath day, they would criticize Christ because he would do good things on the Sabbath day, like he would heal people. And Christ said, you know, when you have an ox that's in the ditch on the Sabbath day, you don't just leave him in the ditch because an ox is too valuable to just leave in the ditch and maybe die because you left him there for a whole day. And you don't leave your animals where they're unfed on the Sabbath day. You take them out and you feed them. You make sure that they have water. So if you can do these things, then of course we can do good on the Sabbath day. We can heal somebody who's been ill on the Sabbath day. So there's the difference between the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. And as we're beginning the Nativity fast, it's important to keep this kind of thing in mind, because we can get focused on checking the boxes and saying, okay, I didn't eat anything with milk in it, didn't eat anything with eggs in it. And all these things are things that are good and for our spiritual benefit if we approach them in the right way. But the fast is not an end in and of itself. It's a means to an end. It's a way of teaching us spiritual discipline and helping us to come closer to God. But the most important thing is for us to have love for God and to have love for our neighbor. St. John the Apostle says in his first epistle, "For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?" If we don't have love for those that are around us, there's no way that we could possibly have the love of God in us. And it's not coincidental that when we talk about the two great commandments that fulfill the law, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself, that just happens to be the way that faith worked. Faith works by us doing those things. We're fulfilling the law when we have real faith. So, yes, we are saved by grace through faith and not by works, lest any man should boast, but we are saved by grace through a faith that works by love. Otherwise, we have only the faith of demons. Faith works. Faith works by love, and if we truly love God, our neighbor, we fulfilled the law and opened up our hearts to the grace of God, which alone can save us. Amen.